Welcome back to True Vine Talks with Linda and Rachel.
We're so glad that you've joined us today. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Good.
And things making loud noises. Sorry about that.
It's okay. I can't hear it. No. So today we're going to talk about, letting other people be disappointed with you, having, healthy boundaries with people and kind of what that looks like as an individual.
Yes. We're gonna start off with a poem by Cassie Phillips, who is
Yes.
the author of a book, The Let Them Theory.
Yeah.
And so the poem is titled Let Them. Yeah. Do you want to read the first line, Linda?
Yes, Miss Rachel. Just let them. If they want to choose something or someone over you, let them.
If they want to go weeks without talking to you, let them.
If they are okay with never seeing you, let them.
If they're okay with always putting themselves first, let them.
If they are showing you who they are, and not what you perceive them to be, let them.
If they want to follow the crowd, let them.
If they want to judge or misunderstand you, let them.
If they act like they can live without you, let them.
If they walk out of your life and leave, hold the door open and let them.
Let them lose you. You were never theirs because you were always your own. So let them.
Powerful. Let them show you who they truly are, not tell you. Let them prove how worthy they are of your time.
Let them make the necessary steps to be a part of your life. Let them earn your forgiveness.
Let them call you to talk about ordinary things. Let them take you out on a Thursday.
Let them talk about anything and everything just because it's you they are talking to.
Let them have a safe place in you.
Let them see the heart in you that didn't harden.
Aw. Let them love you, Cassie Phillips.
Oh, I love that.
She did a great job. And so, as us nerds like to do, we're nerd girls. We're going to dissect from a mental health counseling perspective what we believe Cassie might be telling us.
Yes. Yeah. I like how there's kind of like two different phases to that poem. In the beginning, the first half is like, if someone is being toxic and not showing interest in being a part of your life, let them go. Let them leave.
Yeah.
Then the second part is basically saying if someone is showing like healthy, positive, engaging type of relationship, let them in, right? Like let yourself be vulnerable, let yourself connect.
Well, you picked up on some really poignant points there around what she's conveying. So good job. It's like that first one, if they want to choose something or someone over you. Wow. How often do people just allow someone to choose everything, being there for them when they're in a committed relationship?
Yeah, like not being a priority, right? Not feeling like a priority. And it's so hurtful for people, rightfully so.
If and we've talked about this is like if I'm doing self-work And I'm healing my inner child and working and sorting through my behaviors around how I interact with people, and other people are not working on that. Well, I'm going to be dancing at a different tune than they are. And what happens when you start to heal those parts of self?
Yeah,
What
you
happens?
start setting boundaries and you start to value yourself, right? It increases self-respect. And you don't want to put up with people disrespecting you and not prioritizing you, not valuing you anymore.
And that's okay because you've done the self work and you're not expecting them to do the self care for you that only you can do for you.
Right.
And when working with folks, it's a lot of like, well, the people that are in therapy, their people need to be in therapy too, that they live with or that they interact with, you know,
Oh,
because yeah. And if you're doing all this work and you're doing a different dance with people, but they're still stuck somewhere in the developmental phase, then the dance looks very different, and you're like, well, work on you so we can dance together.
yes.
I'm
Yeah.
doing a lot of motion.
We both talk with our hands all the time. I love it.
Yeah, it's something we did.
Yes. Yeah, people are making a choice, right, to either work on themselves and grow and develop more healthy skills, or they're making a choice to stay kind of stagnant, right? They're choosing not to grow, not to change, not to improve. Maybe they're in denial. Maybe they're scared. No, there could be reasons for their choice to not change, not do the work. But you gotta let them, because you can't force someone to better themselves. They have to want that themselves.
And what happens in stagnant water? Like, have you ever been to a pond where the water's just stagnant?
Yes, there's like all this algae and mosquitoes, and it's dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, one time I jumped in one and
No, into stagnant
yeah,
water.
I was staying at a place somewhere in West Virginia. It had a little bridge and there was this pond, big pond. It looked so refreshing. It was a hot, sunny day. And I was like, I'll just take a little swim,
Yeah.
jump in. It was really gross because they had a dock. I thought I was supposed to. And it was murky, you know, and I'm like, look. So I hop out of the pond and lo and behold, here comes this big snapping turtle, the size of a car.
Goodness, Linda.
I'm like, well, I was in there with you, sir.
Yes, you were. I was in there with you, sir. Ah.
He could live in there, pretty stagnant, moving pretty slow. That was great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not getting back in there, I don't
I feel like
think.
that was my one spontaneous choice.
Why jump in a pond? I needed the turtle man to come help me. What's that guy that went around? He had a reality show with a turtle man?
Don't know. I'm thinking of like Steve Irwin.
Yes.
He
And
did the crocodiles and stuff.
there was a guy with Kentucky. I think it was Turtle Man, but yeah, I was in that stagnant water with that big snapping turtle. Whew. Well, he didn't bite me. Yeah. So, you know, it's being in stagnant, I did a side note, but being in stagnant water, you can't see. You can't see what's underneath you. You can't see clearly
See clearly, yeah.
what's going on. It's better to be moving, and that's why I like rivers, because you're moving down that river.
The typically much cleaner, right? They might get murky temporarily if it rains and there's a lot of like mud and the what is it, the silt and stuff gets stirred up, but once things calm down, because it's moving, you've got all those rocks filtering the water, it clears back up. Yeah.
Love how you describe it.
Thanks.
And that's what therapy is. You're in a river, you're going over those rocks, and you're seeing things different. Getting a filter through your therapist, they're helping you see.
Helping you clear
Oh,
things up. Yeah.
great analogy. And so other people, you have to let them, you know, if they want to stay stagnant in the pond with the snapping turtle, that's where they want to be. And you know, you can certainly try to reach in and pull them out. Or they don't, if they keep letting go of your arm for the reach, then you've got to let them stay in the stagnant water. You know, let them, you know.
This is really hard for people to do, you
Yeah.
know? Like even including myself. I think all of us want to try to control other people's perception of ourselves. I don't want anyone to view me negatively, you know?
No.
I don't want anyone to have a misinterpret my behavior or what I say and take it the wrong way and yeah, not like me. So I hear that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What will people say?
What will they say? What will they think of me?
Yeah. And if they're okay with never seeing you, let them. They're okay with always putting themselves first, let them. And I've probably just jumped ahead of Rachel just now, but just letting people have their own judgments there and being okay with that. Is that what you like? How
That's
we
what I'm
might.
going. Yeah, bingo.
Yeah.
What does that take to, in order to have the ability to let other people choose to not value you? What do we first have to do?
I'm thinking of several things, but I want you to tell me what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think that we have to first value ourselves. You value and respect yourself, you will then, it will then become easier to let people choose to walk away. I'm not saying it's not going to hurt at all, you know,
Yeah.
because it does. You're human, and if you
Right.
experience rejection or heartache, grief, you know, that's going to be painful and it's going to hurt temporarily.
Temporarily. And
Yeah.
what do we mean by temporarily?
Yeah. Just mean like it's not going to last forever. No, it's not going to hurt to the extent of that initial moment forever. It will become more manageable. Right. And a lot of times, you know, heal completely depending on what it is.
Yes, very good, Rachel. So good. The first step is I love myself more. That sounds egocentric. I love and care for my soul and my personhood so much so that I'm going to let other people walk out of it if necessary. Yeah. The first step is, do I truly care about my purpose here and what I'm doing? Or do I care about pleasing other people? So I'm in a three-ring circus all the time, you know, tossing balls or whatever I'm doing to keep people happy. Or am I walking in my true soulful self while on earth?
Yeah.
Because you love that purpose in your soul more than other people's opinions about you. That's a life worth living. Next step, piss people off on purpose.
You're gonna have to explain that
I know. Our listeners are like, gosh, Liz, that's harsh. A little meanness in there. A little meanness. When you hear Christ say, let the dead bury the dead, I've talked about this before in a TikTok or something. Let the dead bury the dead is a form of let them. There's a toxic individual in your family. Okay, for instance, if you have a volatile, mean-spirited person that attends an event, every time they attend the family event, they poke at someone, they get a rise out of their inner child, then their inner child fights, and then there's an explosion. Okay, there's an explosion every single time there's an event. And the common denominator is this person who has not gone to therapy. They haven't done the inner work. They're not interested in doing the inner work, but they create strife and chaos everywhere they go. So, what I mean by pissing people off is you decide, I'm not having that person invited to my event.
Makes sense to me.
And you block that person. So often, people are like, oh, that's so mean. That's not Jesus-like. That's not Christ-like. I'm not being a, I have to be so loving and caring. And I'm like, do you have to do that? Or do you think you have, what, where does that come from? People pleasing toxic people, I don't know where that comes from.
Enabling, that's an enabling behavior, right? I continue to invite this person that is unhealed and toxic and creates drama everywhere they go into my serene, safe space. I'm enabling them to do what upsets me, you know, and my family and everybody in it.
Yeah. So whose responsibility is it?
That's my responsibility to keep behaviors that are not okay with me out of my safe space if I can.
Yes, to keep them out of your nest because you don't want your baby, your child, to experience this chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a boundary.
Yeah. So let them be mad.
Yep, let them be mad.
Let them go on social media and talk shit about you.
Let any friends or family members that are disappointed in you for your behavior be disappointed. They don't get it. Let them not get it.
Yeah. Oh, but we should love that person. We gotta, can't believe you would exclude them. I can't believe you're being so, you're so mean. So you're saying enabling the behavior and you being upset, your heart racing, your gut print, you know, everyone's guts like clenching, you're sweating, your heart's palpitating. You like feeling like that every time you're around this individual? I mean, I don't know. It sounds like you may have an addiction to toxic people. I don't know. Like we've got to take people off.
Yeah, it's here's what I'm talking from my own like self, right? So it is not my responsibility to soothe other people's anxiety that they feel based off my boundary. That's their responsibility.
You said it well. Yeah. Your no is going to tick off people. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable with people's emotions.
Yes, it is never your responsibility to manage the emotions of others.
Your
Now,
no is
if
enough.
you're a parent, it is your responsibility to help your child manage their
Oh.
emotions.
Okay, Rachel has a caveat. What's the
Right.
caveat?
Always
Yeah.
the caveat queen over here. But yeah. But we're talking about adults here, right?
Adult
Adult
relationship.
relationships, adult to adult,
Adult to adult.
never your responsibility to manage another adult's emotions.
Yes. If it's your child, like, oh, Grant, you're sad today. What are you feeling sad for, honey? Can you tell mommy? Would a hug help you?
Right.
Let mommy be there for you. It's okay to be disappointed. Yeah, that's the parent role. If you're always in the parent role in adult relationships, you're going to be pretty exhausted.
Yeah. Because from parent to child, you're modeling and coaching and teaching your child how to be an emotionally mature adult one day who
Yes.
has the ability to set boundaries, right? Yeah.
Well said. Yeah.
Yeah. But if
I
you as an adult are like, oh, you're upset because I didn't invite them to my party. Oh, okay, I'll invite them to my party. I don't want you to be upset with me. Well, you just broke a promise to yourself and like weren't accountable to yourself. Like that's the cost, right? So now I don't have self-respect. I don't have self-trust. I can't
Yes.
rely on myself because I'm too concerned about making everybody else happy. So I just put myself on the back burner and made other people's feelings a priority and dismissed my own. Because the truth is, I don't feel good around this person and I don't really want them there.
Well said, Rachel. Like you don't need you've set a boundary for a reason. It's not to be mean. It's not to exclude or make them an outcast. Their behavior makes them an outcast.
Thank you. Choices have consequences. Let people make their own choices and let them suffer the consequences.
Bingo. Yeah. And like what you said earlier was so good. You lose self-respect when you cave or give in to behavior over and over. How can you trust yourself to be a good parent or role model if you can't even say no to negativity in your own life?
Right.
Yeah.
You are never going to believe that your thoughts and feelings truly matter until you start defending them and sticking up for yourself by setting these kinds of boundaries. Like you are the person that says, I matter.
So, that self-worth, like in the internal family therapy systems model, is that part of self, your true self, your God-given self. She cares, or he cares about your wellness.
Yeah.
And it that part of you has a right to protect those parts of self that need to be okay and taken to feel safe. So let people get mad. That's the second part about, I mean, how do you start taking care of you and let other people be mad? You just let them be mad.
Yeah. I think the third thing would be know your values. I feel like you and I talk about this a lot. What's important to you? Is respect important to you? Trust, reliability, kindness? If this person isn't showing up and sharing those same values or expressing them or acting in alignment with them, it kind of makes sense that you would want some space. Yeah.
And you can't act, and often though people think that other people don't know what they value, but most of the time, people will share what they care about through behavior. If, for example, they love God and they decide that church is their way, or going to the mountain and praying is their way, they'll show you what matters to them. And if the other person doesn't show same behavior, you're gonna have a friction there. Let them do their thing with their spirituality, and you do your thing with your spirituality. And if it comes to a place, Rachel, like in a relationship where that makes you have conflict, then you have to decide, is this gonna work?
Well, think to yourself, what is it that this other person does that really rubs you the wrong way, that really gets under your skin? Well, they're disrespectful, they're rude, so you value respect and kindness. Okay.
Very good. Very good. You're reading between the lines. You're a great therapist.
Thanks.
So if
So,
you value respect and kindness, go ahead, Rachel.
no, you go ahead. Yeah. If you value respect and kindness.
And someone comes into your house and they're rude and calling you names, are you going to betray yourself? Are you going to kick them out? And you and I've done boundaries podcasts. It's a door. It's a playground where am I letting this person on my playground or am I shutting the gate?
And I think people say, well, I value kindness, so I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be rude. You can set boundaries in a very respectful way. Being assertive is not being mean or rude.
Nope.
It's very different. Know, like as parents, you have to be assertive with your children sometimes when you're setting boundaries. You have to say, no, we do not touch the stove. Not.
Awesome.
You will get hurt, right? Yeah.
Yes,
Well,
good
that's the
point.
same way as adults, adult to adult. Sometimes you have to say, no, you're not going to disrespect me. I do not have to put up with disrespect. If you continue disrespecting me, I will ask you to leave.
And kick the door as not the person, kick the door. Yeah, just playing. It's you're right. And the dogs are an example too, because Grant's 21. No, is he 20? I forget. But the dogs will jump up on the countertops and it's like, no, how do you get them to stop? You want to set a boundary because they're invading your space and they're creating dirt and grime in your space of food and security. And so you've got to safeguard and gatekeep your space to live a full life.
I don't know if this is relevant or not, but it's coming to my mind. I can remember a job I had in grad school was like with an academic advising office. So I would like answer phones and schedule people to come see their advisor. And it always gets hectic at the end of the year because people are frantic. They've waited a long time. There's long wait list to see your advisor and get your account unlocked to sign up for class. Answer the phone. This girl is like immediately starts cussing me out. Blah, blah. I'm like, whoa, like I don't handle that well. I don't like being cussed at. I don't. So I just said, whoa, 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 whoa. Because I had to get her to stop. Right. She
Good
stopped.
for
I'm
you, Rachel.
like, I would love to help you. I understand that like this is a very stressful time. I'm upset that you're having to wait so long to see your advisor. I do not have to sit here and listen to you cuss at me. If that continues, I will hang up and you will have to call back when you're calmed down. She was like, oh, I'm sorry. Right. Like it works, people. It really does work.
It works because you're asserting that this is my safe space. You're not come dump your trash on me all at once. For what reason? Rachel didn't do anything to her.
Right. I didn't make you wait till the last week of classes to call your advisor.
Right? There's consequences to your behavior. Yeah. So that let them, and then you assert yourself. Let them be upset, and Rachel says, no, I'm not gonna listen to this. So,
And if she had kept cussing, I would have followed through with what I said. I would have hung up and she could call back when she calmed down. I would have done that.
great boundary.
Thank you. So that's hard for some people to let
Yeah.
people be upset, to let other people have a negative opinion of them.
And Rachel, I'm thinking of the reason why that is.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if you grew up, you can answer if you know the answer. You probably know the answer. If you grew up with toxic parents who treated you bad, who cursed at you, who cursed at your other parent, who broke things, who tore up things, well, you might think, well, that you don't think people would think this, but they do believe, well, this is just the way it is. All people are volatile. You know. Yeah. Until someone says, no, actually, there's another way to do it. And you don't know what you don't know.
Right. That's true. That's so true. Yeah. If you don't have those experiences of it working, it makes sense that you would assume it never works. Because some people, if you try to set a boundary, they do become volatile. And that is scary and dangerous.
Yeah.
And so
So
instead of trying to continually communicate and work that out with that person, it's best to, you know, let them be them and separate, create a lot of distance. Maybe even have to go no contact, which is hard.
Oh, no contact's great. And people, oh, that's passive aggressive, and you put them in timeout. No, I'm creating safe space. I'm guarding myself and my nest.
It's interesting because for some other people, the second half of that poem is what's hardest.
Yes,
To
tell me
let
what that
people,
part is.
to let people in and to let yourself
Ah.
be vulnerable.
Yes. Yes.
To let
That's
people
so
lean on
true.
you and rely on you for emotional support. For other people, that is the hardest thing. It's easier for them to, like, you know, let people be mad and leave. It's like, oh, everybody leaves. I'm used to it. I hear that a lot. I'm used to it. Which is
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that you had that transition. So the second part is, how do I let people in when they're offering me some comfort, safety, and security? Well, I think that goes back to it, like you just said, if you've never experienced another person being safe and secure, you don't know how to interact. And we did a podcast on how to know if you're in a healthy relationship, and that's true. You don't know.
But that can feel risky and stressful and intimidating, like, man, this person is relying on me. Person loves me for me. And I don't owe them anything. It's not manipulative. They don't expect, you know, do they just respect warmth and kindness in return? That's it.
Yeah, so that might baffle you as a person. Like, they just want me for me. Wow, someone will let them in. Ooh.
Some, you know, it was saying what, like, let kind of like basically saying, let me find it, let them talk about anything and everything just because it's you they're talking to. Let them have a safe place in you.
Oh,
I feel like
that's
that
good.
speaks to the person that feels like they always have to fix everything. Right. Sometimes it's hard for people to realize that, like, just your presence alone is enough. People, let them sit in your presence and just be comforted by you. You don't have to always fix everything.
Thinking of the oldest child, like always. Are you the oldest?
I am.
Ah, yep. You're like my sister. Yep. Feels like, oh, I gotta keep all the children in line. Keep everything good for everyone. Take care of them.
Follow all the rules.
Follow the rules, kids. Yeah. And your presence alone is enough, right? You don't even have to make them follow the rules. Yeah. That's a hard one, especially if you grew up with a chaotic attachment at home or an abusive home, right, Rachel? Or folks that listen, that maybe that gets really challenging to open up as your protector parts are guarding. Yeah.
Well, if you didn't have someone modeling that, if you didn't have someone to be there for, like we were saying earlier, and kind of coach you through things, be a mentor, be a guide, and you were just kind of like left to figure it out on your own, you become much more comfortable just kind of being independent and on your own. And relying on someone is scary because it's like, no one's ever been there for me before. No one's ever cared to hear about how I feel or what's going on with me. I just shove that down, compartmentalize it, and move on.
That's true. Yeah, being brave and vulnerable. I like this Let Them Fawn. I think I'll read her book. Yeah.
I kind of want to print it and put it up somewhere now.
Me too. We should put it in the
Yeah,
office. Yeah.
we should.
It's good.
All right.
Yeah. So I think we covered that pretty well. What do you think, Rachel?
Yeah, these are always just introductions to topics for folks. It's hard to like go in depth in just, the short amount of time that we talk. So,
And
yeah.
if you have thoughts, ideas, or you want to communicate with us some ideas for podcasts, we love hearing back from our listeners. You guys give us great ideas.
Yes.
So we're grateful to our listeners and we thank you for listening.
Yeah, everybody take care. Until next time.
Bye.
Bye.